MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, November 30, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with a look at today's headlines. Affordable housing tool in final steps of review. Beverly cancels New Year's celebration. Xaverian is state champ with win over the prep. Bill Newell will have more in sports. Sunny today, mid-40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:53 p.m. Salem's Planning Board will meet next Monday, December 4, to discuss a newly submitted inclusionary zoning proposal that would require developers building six or more units of housing to make some of them affordable units in perpetuity via subsidies. Salem writes the proposal was introduced by Mayor Dominic Pangelo in early October and was the subject of a joint hearing between the City Council and the Planning Board on November 20. The hearing ended with the issue being referred to the Planning Board, for which it has scheduled Monday's special meeting to discuss and possibly send the proposal back to the City Council with changes to consider. Beverly Main Streets has canceled this year's annual New Year's Eve celebration, citing low attendance and a lack of volunteers. The event started in 1994 and used to draw more than 2,000 people, but only about 200 people attended last year, according to Main Streets. Beverly Main Streets will hold a brand new event, Downtown Winter Market, on December 8 and 9 this year, to highlight local businesses, including musical performances, story time with Mrs. Claus, and an appearance by the Grinch. The Newburyport Daily News is reporting that Ward 6 City Councilor Byron Lane is accusing at-large Councilor Bruce Vogel of violating the city's charter Monday night when he voted on the city's tax rate while hundreds of miles away in a different state. Now Lane is calling for a special council meeting to hash the matter out. The City Council voted 7-4 Monday night to adopt a new tax rate of $9.97 per $1,000 of home valuation, but not until after roughly 90 minutes of heated debate. Vogel, who is stepping down in January, recently moved to Maryland and attended Monday's meeting virtually. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that Cape Ann's AmVets Post 32 is now in the historic brick building on the corner of Washington and Main Streets, known as the Blackburn Tavern Building, after it sold its former longtime location on Prospect Street in May. The day before Thanksgiving marked the official opening of the AmVets Post 32 in the Blackburn Tavern Building. City records state the building was built around 1850. And according to the Newburyport Daily News, Newbury Town Library is hosting its third annual Hat and Mitten Drive to benefit the Pentengill House. The library, located at 0 Lunt Street in Byfield, is accepting donations of new hats, mittens, and gloves from now through the end of December. Donated items should be new in original packing, all sizes accepted for men, women, and children, and warm for our New England winters. Bring them into the library at any time they're open, and they'll be brought to the Pentengill House at the beginning of 2024. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers. This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Bulls last night in Boston, 124-97. The Bruins were off last night. High school Division I Super Bowl action from yesterday at Gillette Stadium. Xaverian over St. John's Prep, 31-25. This is Prep coach Brian St. Pierre after the game.
Hard to get here. We've done it 4 out of the last 5 years, so there was nothing that I mean, I can go back and look at the film, certainly, and know that there's certain things that it's too raw right now to even know. I just love my guys, and they just got their hearts ripped out. So I just want to be with them right now more than anything. And just want them to know how much I admire them for everything they do and what they give to our program.
Seemed to make some really good adjustments, Brian, in that second half. Came right out, scored and took the lead. And then, to Xaverian's credit, they just kept coming back every time you guys tried to take the lead, or did take the lead, they found a way to come back.
Yeah, we struggled to stop them on defense. We did last week, too. And, we came out really good on offense. I thought we did a lot of good things on offense, and we got the ball with 1 second to go, and it with a chance. And that's all you can really ask for in a game like this. And mistakes made, sure, they're high school kids. Mm-hmm. But it was great competition.
Great adjustments on the last series, though. I mean, they had a chance to get a couple first downs in the game, and your defense rises up, forces that punt. I mean, I thought you guys really, especially on that series, adjusted to that edge and didn't let them get outside for the first down there.
I thought it was good situational football. I didn't want to punt it, but we had to. You had to trust it. Got a great punt from Jack Hayes, and then we backed them up deep, and the defense did what they had to do there. They got a great punt. I mean, they backed us way up. I was hoping to get the ball around their 45-50. So that was a big punt for them. But we still got down in scoring position with a chance to win it. So.
I know you touched on it quickly, Brian, but will you just talk about this senior class and what they've meant to the legacy of St. John's Prep football?
Yeah, I mean, I can't compare it to other ones. It's got to be up there. I mean, they've been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years and a Final Four as sophomores. They got wiped out by COVID their freshman year. They've been through a lot. And they play so hard. And to have it end like this, it's really hard. But I don't know how many wins they have. It's got to be 30, close to 30 in 3 years. That's at the Division I level, Catholic Conference, playing our schedule. That's pretty heady stuff.
You talk about how hard it is to get here. Does this team sort of embody more of the grit? Because, you know, you look at the roster, you don't have the Division I guys, the O'Furies, the Agueros. Has this team had to work harder to get here? Were they maybe a little bit more embodiment of that grit that you preach?
Yeah, I think all of our groups have been. This one, you're right, we were not talent-laden like last year. They had more Division I talent than we did. This team was uniquely tough. I know that word gets overused, but they're uniquely, uncommonly tough.
St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre after last night's loss to Xaverian. They lost to them on Thanksgiving as well. Salem plays Fairhaven in the D6 Super Bowl this afternoon at 3 at Gillette Stadium. We'll have complete and special coverage today on our website. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and here we are. It is Super Bowl week, and we continue now talking with Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen. And, Coach, I keep saying congratulations all year long, but it has been quite a ride for you guys.
It has been, for sure.
All right. The Newburyport game, I don't want to dwell on that or even really talk about it much. Congratulations to Newburyport. I will with Coach Smolsky. But how did you look at that as a tune-up for getting ready this week to play against Uxbridge?
Yeah, Port has a great team this year. I mean, we knew that was going to be a very competitive game, and we welcomed that because it was an opportunity for us to have to defend another spread team. You know, we've been in this string of spread teams from Cohasset to Port, and then now on to Uxbridge, and we knew it would force us to kind of look at some things and look inwardly as you do when you get to play against good opponents. And have one final opportunity to kind of tweak some things and look at how we do things under a critical lens, you know. And I think it gave us what we wanted, you know, and we were able to get back to work. Anytime you get to go to practice on a day after Thanksgiving, means you're doing something right. So we got in on Friday, looked at that film and corrected some things kind of refocused our efforts. And we'll have a good week of practice this week, and we're looking forward to the challenge that lies ahead with Uxbridge.
Not that losing is ever a good thing, but it does give you coaches teaching points, I presume, with the film and so on, to say, okay, guys, we can do better.
Yeah, it's never what we want, but it's necessary at times. And it's always helped us refocus things and kind of highlight some of the things we got to do better, for sure.
Okay, I imagine the game plan is probably as it has been all year long. You guys want to keep the ball. Grind out the yardage, let the Twins do their thing, and then, just hold on to the ball as much as possible. Is that the idea?
Yeah, you know the formula, Rick. we just got to try and get a couple of stops. I mean, I think in a similar fashion to what I talked to you about when we were going into Cohasset's game, they got some great athletes on the other side of the ball. So it'll come down to hopefully, you know, making our offense go, you know, being, you know, assignment football guys, staying on block, getting on blocks, staying on blocks and faking well. And if we do that, we should be able to move the ball as we have all year. And then it comes down to just getting a couple of stops, making some plays defensively.
How's the health of the team overall?
Yeah, we're okay. You know, pretty bummed. Our tight end on the left side there, Ethan Kirby, who's a sophomore, he's been doing a great job filling in and has been starting for us for the last couple of weeks. He went down with a pretty bad fracture of his hand on Thanksgiving. It actually happened on the defensive side of the ball. But so we'll be without him. But other than that, you know, other than, you know, obviously Shal's been out for the whole year, but you know that business. But we're healthy other than that.
Does Uxbridge use a lot of two-way players, do you know?
Yeah, a good number of them. They're two best offensive players. Don't play both ways, but okay. But everybody else. You know, it's Division VII football. If you're not playing both ways, you know,
right.
There aren't that many guys on these teams. So that makes sense.
Exactly. You can't roll them out like the prep does. Is there a chance, with this new format now, is there a chance to go down to Foxborough before the game, or is it just strictly on Friday?
Just on Friday. Yeah, I know in the past they've done some, there's like a captain's breakfast or whatever they've done.
Yeah.
Sometimes when they have those Saturday games, they do that during the week. But we didn't get that opportunity this year, which is fine. We tried to get some images up there on the projector on Monday during scouting report so we could also scout the venue and let our kids kind of understand the magnitude of the building itself and what it looks like and feels like on the field. So it'll be new and it'll be exciting, but we're really looking forward to the opportunity.
Absolutely. It's been exciting all year following you guys, and one more to go. We will have post-game stuff with Bill Newell talking with you and the team on Friday. And, again, it's a 3 o'clock start in Foxborough. So I hope you have the whole town of Amesbury show up and the Cape Ann League as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We certainly feel the support from the people in town and then also from the rest of the Cape Ann. So. You know, we'll see some friendly faces in the stands for sure.
All right. Great talking with you, Colin. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Coach. All right, that's Colin McQueen, who is the Amesbury High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.